Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.
Hi, my name is Ava. I'm speaking with Roland Trujillo, host of Shedding Shackles. Roland, for the new listeners, can you tell us something about yourself?
Sure. Well, I'm soon going to be 75 years old. I'm in my 36th year on the air. And I don't work for the station. I don't work for a church. I don't get a salary. I'm a volunteer. My son and I volunteer our time. And it's for a good cause. I work hard to buy the airtime to bring you, to bring everyone a message. A message that it is possible to have intimate communication with God and to receive His grace, which is already there waiting for you. And I just want to help people find out what is blocking them from it.
That makes sense.
So that's what I do.
Can you also tell us what today's program is about?
Today's program? Sure. The theme of today's program is watch and pray. Our Lord Jesus said, watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. Repeatedly, He asks people, He tells people to watch and pray. That's what we're going to be talking about. A lot of people need help with their prayer life. I'm beginning to see more and more how important prayer is. And the secret to taking your prayer life to the next level is learning how to watch and pray. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. I'm going to keep it real simple. I'm going to talk about taking a mental step back. Because when you take a mental step back, you detach from all the entanglements. And a little bit detached, you're able to have situational awareness. Let's call it spiritual situational awareness.
That makes sense.
You can watch. And by watching with awareness, you have access to intuition and you're closer to God.
Thanks, Roland.
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is the benefits of watchfulness. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. Today, I'm stopping by to talk about being watchful. Christ often told us to watch. Watch, He said. When are you most vulnerable? Most vulnerable? Well, when you're asleep. But then maybe angels watch over us when we're asleep. But when you're awake and you're out moving around and you're doing things, you are most vulnerable when you get caught up in something. Caught up in something to which you are devoting your attention, you don't see what else is going on. Caught up in this and caught up in that. And where's the place that we really get caught up in all the time, that we get lost in, that we become entangled in? Our thoughts. You're never more vulnerable than when you're deeply lost in thought. And that's the time the pickpocket can sneak up and pick your pocket. And it's also the time when temptation can make its approach and when danger can make its approach. And it's when you're caught up in things that you're not totally there for your loved ones. When you're caught up in things, when you're down there, lost in your thoughts, lost in your imagination, lost in planning and scheming and reliving the past and planning for the future, and your loved one comes up to you with something, then you reach down for some answer. And whatever you say is not fresh. It's not alive. And it's, the timing is wrong, and it doesn't have the love in it. If you want to have love in what you do, you have to learn how to take a mental step back so you're not lost in thoughts and worries and doubts and fears, and you're not lost in all the things going on around you. You have a little bit of detachment. That's the secret. That is the secret. It's that attitude. It's that stance. It's that mental preparedness. It's that awareness where you can pray, where you are closer to God, and where your prayers are heard, and where from above comes just-in-time wisdom, just the right thing to say, the right move to make. It's called intuition. It's from God. It's wordless. It's quiet. It's powerful. It's protective. It gives you wisdom, and you express love, and it comes in the moment when you stand back and inquire of God. Instead of being lost in your head or lost in something going on around you. Today's program is about watching and praying. Our Lord told us to watch and pray. And I've been talking about taking a mental step back, about having spiritual situational awareness, not being caught up in and entangled in things going on around you, and also standing back and not getting caught up in thoughts and imaginings and reliving the past and worrying about the future.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles with Roland Trujillo, Christian stress management on the radio for over 34 years.
Watching, being alert. So I want to talk to you about that today because I think it's one of the keys to taking your Christianity to the next level. Many of us have reached a level where we read a little bit, we say some prayers, we maybe sing some songs, we think about, you know, the religious side of life. That's all good. That's good. But you want to take it to the next level because it's at the next level, see, where the power is. Because the power comes from God. The power to overcome the things that now have overcome you. The power to stay awake and to watch and to not fall into, here we go, to not fall into daydreams, not to fall into the things around you that distract you, that pull you away so you're not totally there. So I think that if you listen to some of my recent programs, you will hear that I have been talking about taking a mental step back. Take a mental step back, okay, and watch. As opposed to falling into something. So the next time you're there and you're thumbing through your presets on the radio looking for something, or you're standing in front of the refrigerator looking for the next thing to eat, even though you're not hungry, or the next time you're scanning the dial, or you're surfing the internet looking for something to buy, all of a sudden, wake up, wake up. Take a mental step back and observe yourself having been lost in something. Learn to be able to observe yourself just having been lost. The instant before you were in something, it's like being, here's the example. It's like when you're asleep and you're in some kind of a dream. And all of a sudden, you're being chased in the dream by somebody, and you can't get away from them. And then you wake up. And when you wake up, you realize it was just a dream. So waking up seems to be important.
Wow. I can see how taking a mental step back could be really helpful. Do you have any tips about how to practice it? Thanks, Roland.
Sure, here's a couple of tips. First of all, the hand-warming exercise is very helpful. Practice going out in the world and watching people and attending meetings and doing whatever you do. And as you're there, be aware of your hands. Somebody's talking, and at the same time, you're aware of your hands. That's very helpful. Another thing you can do is practice looking at two things at the same time to get the big picture, to defocus, stand back, get the big picture. This morning, I was in the Walmart parking lot, and I was waiting for Walmart to open, and I saw two trees in the distance. Instead of looking at one tree and then another tree, I defocused and looked at both trees at the same time. Practice looking at two things at the same time. Get the big picture. I actually wrote an article. Several years ago, I wrote a really good article about how to stand back, get the big picture, how to practice detachment. Just send me an email at roland@sheddingshackles.com, Roland, R-O-L-A-N-D, at sheddingshackles.com, and ask for the article about taking a mental step back, and I'll send it to you.
Thanks, Roland. You're listening to Shedding Shackles, a breath of fresh air on the radio.
Do you have a question for Roland? If so, call the listener call-in line. Leave your name, the city you're calling from, and your message, and Roland may answer your question on the air at 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851.
If you've just come in, you're listening to Shedding Shackles. I'm your host, Roland Trujillo. How many moms are asleep and then their little babe needs something and the mom wakes up? And you dads also, you wake up, or it's during the night and there's a sound and you wake up. You wake up and you watch. There's something about waking up and watching. How many times have you been with somebody and they're kind of up to no good? They're trying to get something from you. Then all of a sudden you suddenly know that they're up to something. And you take a mental step back, and now you're watching them from this mental step back. And they sense it. They sense that they've lost this power over you. They sense that now you're suddenly awake, and so they have to change what they're doing. They have to alter what they were going to say. They get confused. They get befuddled. It doesn't work out. All because you were awake and watching. See? We all know that's important. Grandparents know when the little children are playing. Grandma or grandpa is there watching. See? So watching is very, very important. How many parents have watched over their child's bed when their child is sick or something? Watching. And when you're watching, look, sometimes it's danger that wakes us up, doesn't it? Danger is near. Literally, danger is near, and you become more aware. People who are in law enforcement, people who have been in the military, people who have been in extreme, in dangerous situations, they know how you have this sixth sense, this intuitive something that makes you more alert. Your alertness increases when danger is near. Well, so that's very, very important to be alert and to watch. And see, a lot of times when you're alert and aware and you take a mental step back, you put aside your shopping on Amazon, you put aside your iPhone, you put aside your television program, you put aside your sports. So often it is danger that alerts us, and we awaken, and our awareness is up a notch, and it helps you to be safe. All right, so danger. But The other thing that can awaken you is concern. Concern about your child. See? Concern about the welfare of somebody. It awakens you, doesn't it? It does. And the words of a friend who tells you the truth, the words of truth can awaken. The words of truth can awaken. I remember there was a man, and when he was a younger guy, he wasn't so good. He was a little bit dishonest and very, very selfish. But anyway, he had done something selfish, and then his mom asked him about it. He was like a teenager. And his mom asked him about it, and he made something up that wasn't true, and she said, "Liar!" Spontaneously. The word just came from her mouth. And it was so true. It was a shock to him, and he realized that he was lying to his mom. See, the words woke him up. All right, so now you've got the idea to be. So being awake is good. When there's danger present, when something is important is present, and then when you're awake, you're awareness goes up a notch. When there's danger or when you're concerned about the welfare of somebody, your child, your partner, a friend. So now I'm going to share something very beautiful with you. Christ often said, watch and pray. Watch and pray. Let's take a little break. When I come back, I'm going to continue with the discussion about watching and praying. And I'm going to share something very beautiful with you. How to take your prayer to the next level.
Hi, my name is Andrew. You're listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Roland brings old-time religion to life as he talks about repentance and turning back to God. Roland makes a new program every week just for the radio listener. Roland wants you to know that Shedding Shackles is easy to find at your favorite podcast place. Roland says that since his program is only on the radio once or twice a week, you really should check out the podcast so you can listen again. Thanks and blessings.
Now, I said that when we have concern about someone, about our loved one, we're very concerned about their well-being. And what do we sometimes do, or often do, or always do? We pray. We pray. Maybe we say words, or maybe we lift up our hearts, we lift up our spirit, we lift up our eyes to heaven, and we silently inquire of God, and we beseech Him, and we plead with Him, you see? So somehow, when you are aware, when your awareness goes up a notch, it's easier to pray. Prayer comes to you. When you awake in the night and there's some kind of pressure on you and you cry out to God, see, and He answers, you pray. So being awake and then aware with a higher level of awareness, and in that state, you pray. Get it? I'm not saying that you can't watch something on television. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is there's a difference between lightly doing something, where you have a sentry level of awareness at all times, and being lost in it. See? And mostly what we do, see, is we get lost in it. Things pull us in. Trivia, gossip, our technology, it pulls us in. Eating, drinking, they pull us in. They pull us down. And so we may not be asleep. We're technically awake, but we're awake in a way that we're asleep while we're awake. What do they call that? What do they call that? They call it hypnosis. Watch somebody who's caught up in the television. Walk into a room sometime where people are all caught up in the television, watching what's happening on the television. It's like they're in a trance. They're not totally there, wherever they are. They're lost in something. And so you have to learn how to do things, to be with people, to use your technology, to work, to talk, to eat. You have to learn how to do everything with awareness, see, with knowing, with conscience. Conscience means with knowing, see. And when you do that, you are in a state of mind where you can pray. And where you do pray, you inquire of God. It may not be words. You just may do it quietly, silently. So watching and praying, Christ said, watch and pray. They're connected. Prayer is so important. So if you're lost in fondling your beads and looking at the candles and lost in the beautiful music and mumble some words, well, you're in this lower state, this hypnotic state. It's not the kind of state where your prayer is efficacious. But if you're awake, now listen, we all know that when we're concerned about our loved one, we're concerned about their well-being. We know that in that state, we're more alert, we're more sober, we're not silly, we're thoughtful, and we pray, don't we? All right. So it takes that kind of concern to help us to pray or to facilitate our praying. Let's put it that way. Well, you have to learn to live that way all the time so that you don't need to be concerned about something really scary or really something really troubling. You don't have to be extra concerned, or there doesn't have to be extra danger. There doesn't have to be something, there doesn't have to be a cold bucket of ice water in your face to wake you up. See, you're always aware. See, now do you understand Paul when he said pray in the Spirit, what he meant? In that state. See, when he said pray without ceasing. See, when you have a level of awareness and take it with you out into the world, you always have that with you. So you don't get lost into, you're just about to get pulled into something, but you don't get pulled into it. So you read lightly, you scan, you listen lightly, see, you watch lightly. You have this level of awareness. It's so beautiful. And you have to carry that out in the world with you. So that is what I am endeavoring to help you to do on this radio program.
Do you understand that there's a kingdom of heaven where God will take care of you? A meditation moment. I'm Jeremiah Trujillo. In Luke chapter 12, verse 27, Christ said, "Consider how the lilies grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, how much more will he clothe you? You have fallen far away from the kingdom of heaven, and all you know is doubting, thinking over the mistakes you made, and looking for a way not to make any more mistakes. Where do you find God's kingdom? You find it within. Find more inspiration for your day at SheddingShackles.com.
So I found something written by Charles Wesley. It's so beautiful. It's one of his poems that became a hymn. Let me read you this. Charles Wesley is the one who wrote "Hark, the Herald Angels Sing." Listen to this one. In the hurry of business, the praying spirit breathe, the watching power impart. From all entanglements beneath, call off my anxious heart. My feeble mind sustain, by worldly thoughts oppressed. Appear and bid me turn again to my eternal rest. So let me break that one down for you. He says, the praying spirit breathes. He's asking God to breathe in the praying spirit, the watching power impart. He's asking God to give him the power to watch. Watch. Christ said, watch and pray. Take a mental step back. Become aware. Watch. Charles Wesley says, the watching power impart. And then he says, from all entanglements beneath, call off my anxious heart. So there you have it. When we get caught up in things, caught up in our texting, caught up in our conversations, caught up in trivia, caught up in sports, caught up in shopping, caught up in eating, caught up in work, caught up in anything, it pulls us down. It entangles us. What we need to do is take a mental step back. Learn to go through life doing your work, your school, being sociable, being a mom, dad, whatever you are, a student, a friend, doing all the things, but just not entangled in them, not so close, not so emotional, with mental distance so you get the big picture. You can enjoy things, but at the same time, get the big picture. Sure, and not forget who made you. You see what I mean? So it's very beautiful. Well, it looks like we're getting low on time. Now, I hope you enjoyed today's program as much as I enjoyed making it. We've been talking about watching and praying. And we have a lot of resources for you here at Shedding Shackles to help you learn how to watch and pray. And another way of saying it is to learn how to calm down and be less emotional and stop overreacting to everything. So it's the same thing. So what resources do we have? Well, we have the meditation, and it teaches you how to take a mental step back and get out of your thoughts so you're not lost in thoughts. You can email me at roland@sheddingshackles.com. Our podcasts are everywhere, and you can also find more resources at sheddingshackles.com. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.